Now, our next conversation is about elder statesmen. If you check the time, 10 minutes gone past 10. It is another morning here for conversations right here in the city of Port Harcourt. So, to be or not to be, that is the question. That's a quote by Hamlet. Act 3, Scene 1. Once again, if you've never read any of Shakespeare's novels or plays, please, may I suggest a 2 or 3 for you. Macbeth is a must. Hamlet is a very good read. The Merchant of Venice is another great one. Romeo and Juliet, a timeless classic. These are great ones. Othello too. All of these plays and books or stories I just reeled out, Shakespeare novels and writings I just made mention of, have a lot of intrigue. There's mystery. There's even supernatural occurrences. If you look at King Lear and Ghost and Macbeth and things like that. Death. Macbeth has murdered sleep. Now, all of this brings us into one very constant thing about humanity. Conflict. We are where we are today because we have had conflicts with people that have brought us to where we are, either for good or for the better. Notice I didn't say bad. Now, don't think of knocking out another person's brains because he or she differs in opinions from you. It would be as rational as knocking yourself on the head because you differed from yourself 10 years ago. Horace Mann. Take a look at your life 10 years ago. Take a look at some of the things you thought were most important to you. The way you saw issues. Were they gray? Were they black and white? Now, look at how you perceive issues today in 2022. And ask yourself, am I in a better place to make better decisions? Well, recently, the former president, Olusegun Obasanjo, Uncle Shege, for some people, was in the news and he said, look, he's not interested in returning to partisan politics. Not interested, insisting that no amount of persuasion could make him rescind his decision, which, according to him, is final. Remember a few years ago, he asked for his membership card to the PDP to be torn. And that, for some people, meant, oh, he doesn't like the PDP, or maybe he wants to go to the APC, or maybe he wants to start his own party. But he said, right now, categorically, I don't want to be involved in politics of a partisan nature. He made this known recently when some members of the PDP paid him a visit in his penthouse area in Ogun State. Oh, we'll go see Presido, former Presido. Acha was in tow with other governors, former governors as well, present. Peter Obi was also present. Now, my question is this. Should an elder statesman be partisan or neutral? By partisan means leaning on one part of the conversation. Maybe he likes this party and so he's going to support the narrative or the thought process or the ideology of that party. Now, today in Nigeria, the term elder statesman is banded and battered everywhere you go. Look at the newspapers. Elder statesman said this. That person is an elder statesman. You often hear people come and say, yeah, as an elder statesman. So who exactly is the elder statesman? And must they be partisan or neutral? If you, by chance, consider yourself an elder statesman, please join in the conversation. This is your conversation station. And then 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp, Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. That's where you find us on WhatsApp. Our question this morning, should an elder statesman don't know how you want to interpret that, but you know, someone who is obviously elderly, who's probably been in public view, maybe served under some functionary, some role in the past. Should these individuals be partisan or should they be neutral? That is our question this morning. And all of this stemming from, you know, President Olusegun, former President Olusegun Obasanjo's comments that, hey, don't try to lure me back. I don't want to be in any partisan issues. What I want to do right now is to provide advice, if anybody needs it, that would improve the better lot of Nigerians. So, who is an elder statesman? Now, a definition here, an experienced and well-respected politician or other public figure, an elder statesman of River State. So, who are the elder statesmen of River State? For example, this is an example. Should they be partisan? Should they lean in on one political party or one political nuance? Or should they be neutral? Don't forget, if you're neutral, you may just be avoiding very key issues. If you're a partisan, you may be in the right to promote something or some things that could work in the betterment of the people. It's a very, very dicey position to be in. 9.3. Hello, Port Harcourt.
Hello, good morning, my brother.
Please, could you call back? I must apologize. There's a dial tone on that line. Please call back so we can get to hear from you. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning.
Mr. Zion, good morning to you.
Good morning, please.
Elderly statesmen and women should be involved in partisan politics. They should be involved in politics. They should be involved in the process to sustain the democracy of any nation. There are differences between elderly and old people. The elderly people, their strength, their energy, and their knowledge is being put on the desk as experience to run that nation. That is why a songwriter, John Legend, will say that it takes the wisdom of the elderly and the strength of the young people to win a war. So if my daddy or our daddy, elderly man, Olusegun Obasanjo, is trying to exonerate himself from not being being partisan as an elderly statesman, is not sincere to himself, because his hands may not be that clean.
But he's saying apologies for interjection, but he's saying that, look, his advice is available for everybody, anybody who would be in a position, as long as it's going to help the country. That's what he wants. He doesn't want to be involved in I don't like your face or no. He wants to, as it were, give out his experience to the betterment of the country. He wants to be neutral.
So who? You must be specific. If Nigeria would have been his company, Olusegun Obasanjo Nigeria Limited, will he make this comment to the employees? Will he make that comment? Won't he be part of those making some bad decisions? Won't he run the affairs of the country or this company? The truth is this, Nigeria for now, until we have people who can stand up and say, this is my country, I love my country, I stand for those who died for the freedom of this nation, I support those who rose the flag and hoist that green, white, green for the freedom of this country, will keep having such lazy comments like this. How can you say you're an elderly man, you don't want to get yourself involved? Our people put a parable. They say where there are no elders in the community, that is when the she-goats, I think, will give under, be put to birth under the sun. I'll be waiting. That was a parable like that. See, the truth is must be told. The old people we have in this country are troublemakers. They cause us more problems. But the elderly people, these are two different people. The old people are causing us problems in this country.
The old people, he says. Did you get to listen to that? He said, look, you cannot be partisan when you are in a situation like Nigeria is. You must pick a side and follow an ideology. Do you agree? The Obasanjo says, look, I want to be neutral. I don't want to be in a PDP issue or APs. No. How can we improve Nigeria? If you need my advice on that, come to me. I will share my wisdom with you. Isn't that what we want elder statesmen to do? 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello, Port Harcourt.
Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Andy, calling from Aba.
Welcome, Andy.
I've been listening to your conversation on the radio, and it is very, very good. But one thing must be told to our people. The quality of those we are seen as the elders, the quality of their life, that is what keeps the country called Nigeria at the stage where it is today. When somebody you are looking at to be your leader, because you can easily see somebody's face, but the heart of the man you cannot see.
True.
As it is, we must tell ourselves the truth. Each and every one of us, especially me and you, the youth of this country, those people we call the elders, are thinking of their family, their companies. They are not ready to make the country better. Because if they want to make this country better, this country couldn't have remained as it is today. Look at what is happening. Let's all start from 1990.
Oh dear. All right. Do call us back. The line not clear on that line. Hello.
Hello, my brother. Yes, Jeppo Promise for Rumo Demaya.
Welcome, Promise. Do you think elder statement should be partisan or neutral?
There should be partisan. And when we are talking of elder statement, it should be elder statement that have contributed meaningfully to the development of this country, like Obasanjo.
Yeah, and he doesn't want to be partisan, that he wants to be able to help anybody at all. That's why he told his speech. He has retired 14 years ago.
No, I don't agree with that. You know, he brought the communication for me to be able to communicate with you. It was initiated by former President Obasanjo, and it was under the platform of PDP. So he would have continued in PDP to encourage those young politicians coming up under PDP, teach them what or how he succeeded or achieved that particular goal, so that they will continue in that range. It should be a plus to PDP as a party. So he should have continued. Thank you.
All right, Promise says the other statesmen have to be partisan. Hello, Jude. In a situation where the different parties have ideologies that separate them, an elder statesman must remain partisan. B.O.B. says, must remain partisan. That means he must take a particular standpoint, an ideology, a view, sort of like what we have with the Republicans and the Democrats. Jude. Gift here. Obasanjo is like a king, a leader, a father for all. He took a good step that anyone who comes to him, he will bless and advise and expect him to do so instead of just contesting at 82 when we don't want to spend Nigerian money for medical checkup. We want to use it to invest in projects. Interesting gift. 93. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
My brother, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Mr. Ike, I'm calling for Rupopo.
Good morning, Ike.
Somebody make mention of Obasanjo bringing a
telecommunications
phone or network to Nigeria. The same Obasanjo robbing Nigerians. When you buy airtime of 100 naira, Obasanjo have one cover.
How do you know? Yeah. How do you know this? But anyway, let's not go into those murky details. The question is:
it's a part on everybody.
Do you think elder statesmen should be partisan or neutral?
They should be neutral, my brother.
They should be neutral. Okay.
They should be very, very neutral. Thank you.
He said he wants to be neutral. He says he wants to be neutral. Once again, you can understand the worry or the cause for concern for either scenario. Now, if an individual is partisan, being partisan doesn't mean you are partial. Let me correct that impression. Being partisan doesn't mean you are unfairly partial. No, it just means that you have an ideology that you believe in, all right, and you have a group that supports that same structure, and you want to address situation with that ideology. Neutrality means, hey, look, at some point, you're neither going to be for Mr. A or Mr. B's view or thought process or ideology. However, you would like to come from a position that will probably be best fit for all and sundry. But the question is, there are scenarios that a partisan stand has to be taken. For example, the suits and the fight against artisanal refining that we are on about. It would seem a bit unfair to say, oh, you want to be on the side of the neutrals. As long as it's not killing people, they can continue. Or you say it has to stop. If you're going to stop, it's going to offend people. Management 3. Hello, Port Harcourt. Good morning, please.
Hello?
Good morning, please.
Good morning. I'm out from Nigeria.
Yes, please. Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Peter. I'm calling from Nigeria.
Good morning, Peter.
My dear, another statesman not supposed to be partisan policies. But like Obasanjo, he should be partisan policies.
Okay, why?
Because his own elderly statesman will know where he is getting, will know where he's getting to. Because look at what is happening in Nigeria today. Look at, for example, Edwin Clark. He called himself another statesman. But look at what he did. Any issues concerning PDP or Niger Delta, you see Edwin Clark will talk. But any other issues, Edwin Clark doesn't talk. Look at Ogoni Road, and I'm talking about March 1st or the 14th. Edwin Clark never said anything concerning that road. Look at NDC. That's up to now, they are not from a board. Edwin Clark never said anything, never took it off. Because of what? Money is running in his pocket. But it's only when it affects his family and affects himself, that's when they will now come up and say they are in that statement. So I don't think we don't have any statement in Nigeria.
Okay.
So Obasanjo should be. He belongs to the party he belongs to. So I will know, because we know where he's going towards. Thank you very much.
The former president should be partisan, he says.